Unit 26, The Children of Hamelin. The piper freed the town of Hamelin. He played his pipe. The rats followed him out of town, so he spoke to the mayor. "I've done what I promised. Now pay me," the mayor said. "The work was too easy. You deserve no money." The people hung their heads but said nothing. The piper took out his pipe again. This time he played a different tune. It was a strange melody. All of a sudden came the sound of running feet. The children ran from the sidewalks. They ran from their homes. They scrambled with laughter and joy. They followed the piper. Mothers cried out to come back, but the music had magic in it. The happy children followed. They followed the piper to the Copen Hill. There, the piper led them into a cave. When the last child ran through, the cave closed like a door. The parents cried out. They beat on the stone door. They ran around hysterically. It was to no avail. The children were never seen again. The children were gone. This is a fact. In the present town of Hamelin are more facts. On the wall of some old houses is a record. The record speaks of July 26, 1284. It says that a piper led 130 children out of town. They were lost in Copen Hill. The Pied Piper may be fiction, a legend, but wrapped in the legend are facts. The town probably did lose 130 children, but they lost them in another way. The way was probably this. The nearby land of Moravia was thinly settled. Agents from there probably promised free land to the young. The young people left. The old folks stayed. The net result was this. The people of Hamelin lost their children, not to the cave in Copen Hill, but to the land of Moravia.